This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. The one and only Marcus Osborne on his final day.
Final countdown.
Feels good. Feels good to have your own theme
song.
Yeah,
it was a nice week. Thank you.
Thank you.
And today is going to be super extra fun because it's Friday all day.
Holiday weekend.
Yes. Oh.
3-day weekend.
Yes, queen. I am super excited for Vinny to get back, but I do have to say a huge thank you to you, Marcus, and for Johnny Mosley last week.
Yes.
I mean, you guys really made it. You're just easy. It really, it's been really fun and just delightful.
It's always fun.
You're a nice face to look at across the board
here. Thank
you. You're welcome.
I'm blushing.
No, you're not. Stop it.
I'm hella blushing.
You make it really easy. I really appreciate it.
It's family, baby.
It is. It makes it really simple. All day today, we have some stuff to give away. The Amy Schumer tickets. Is this the last day for these?
It is.
Don't forget to get me a little Amy Schumer clip.
All right. Good.
On top of all the other crap that I asked you for today, as he's sitting here inputting stuff. Hey, one more thing. Just one more thing.
Add this to your list.
Can you go pick up my laundry too, Bryn? While you're
Bryn, that would be great. You know, look, if you want something done, ask somebody busy.
That's right.
So Amy Schumer at 7, Leon Bridges at 8, and Disney starts at 9 o'clock. So we have a Disney cruise. That's the grand prize. You'll get yourself qualified for that. And we're doing that at 9, noon, 3, and 5. Don't forget, Hooman is raising money for first responders. When is the stair climb?
Oh, wow. I didn't know we were going
to know when the stair climb
right
is.
Now. So the stair climb is on September 8th.
So is that a week from?
It's next week.
Oh, it's next Sunday?
It is.
Are you ready for that?
Yeah, I mean, I worked out yesterday. I went to do Ignite at the Bay Club.
Ding, ding.
Is that
circuit
station
training.
One?
Yeah, all right. I did that.
Well, that sounds super hard and fun.
It was hard and fun, but
that's what she said. Hey-o!
Come on, Mark.
All
right. So okay.
Poor woman. He's like playing the role of Vinny. He just wants to get through his thing, and we're all busy having fun.
Hey, I'm having fun too.
Are you?
Yeah. So if you go to the Radio Alice website and then you scroll through the thing at the very front like 8 or 9 times.
Oh, you mean the like.
Yeah, the scrolly thing.
Yeah, scrolly.
You'll see me.
It's photos. They just go through.
Oh, okay.
You're in the full turnout.
All right. You'll see me in a firefighter uniform. Let's not call it that.
What's a turnout? That's the actual word for it.
Because nobody knows what that is.
Yeah, they do.
Do
they? Well, they liked it better than costume, you know? Like he was saying costume.
Well, they say the uniform is the blue, or the blues.
Oh.
Mm.
So this is the turnout.
Anyway, look for the uniform. And click on that, and it'll be a place to donate. Currently, Team Alice, Team Sarah and Vinny, Team Hooman, we're at $5,844.
Plus $750.
We're in first place. Second place is another station in the building, but they're $1,400 behind.
Oh, did Susan donate?
She hasn't. I sent her the link this morning.
Send it again. Be like, hello.
We're waiting.
Yeah, we're waiting for your donation.
Do you think she's in big meetings right now?
Probably. She's super important.
Seems like she had a lot.
It's really, actually, it makes me very happy that she clearly likes us enough to make a couple minutes to go out. I think much of that is Hooman. Hooman is so persistent. Like, he insists that she sees us.
I don't blame him.
Thank you, Marcus. You're the best.
Finally.
Around.
So I read my texts to Yuzette of what I write Susan, and Yuzette just sits there and laughs.
Like, why? What is he?
Because it's just funny.
It's just Hooman.
I'll text her and be like, are you awake yet?
Yeah.
Can I start bothering you yet? I'm sure she's just.
And she'll be like, yes. Like, where are you right now?
Yeah. Like, oh, this is next question is, what are you wearing?
She's like, I'm in Sacramento.
Hey girl, you up?
She'll be there. I'll be driving there all day. Later tonight, I'll be having dinner with Greg, Kieran, and Michael. When do you fly back to New York? And then finally, we were able to negotiate the grilled cheese place.
Oh, I see. That's how you got us set up. Thank you.
Ask a bunch of questions, and then I go in for the kill.
You are
master
amazing.
Move.
Bryn hearing all of my funny...
Bryn's, he's busy. He's actually working.
Work?
Like, we're all having fun talking.
Yeah. And well, someone's got to work.
He actually doesn't look too happy either, I got to say.
He's not happy with you today.
A lot of inputting. I liked how Susan said yesterday, oh, my God, you are the biggest name dropper.
Could she say that too?
You?
Who else would she
knows
say?
Him well.
Yeah.
Knows him well.
Yeah, but I do get the feeling that she genuinely likes us.
Yeah,
and,
totally.
You know,
and
it's nice to have
honored,
a big wig on our
really,
side.
I'm honored
absolutely.
To hang out with her.
And I'm glad that Hooman keeps us on her radar because, you know, look, she's busy. She had to move to New York and mm-hmm. I'm, you know, I don't have any contact with her. Not really. I suppose I could, but. You know, Hooman is in her face all the time. It's great.
I'm
he knows
up in
when
grill.
She's going to be. Yeah, you're all up in her grill. Aging Persian dude all up in your grill.
I'm glad that she follows us on social media.
Yeah.
She cares.
Great. Hey, I want to say congratulations.
Thank
you.
To Vaughn. Really, I don't know Vaughn's friend, but I do know Vaughn, and congratulations to him.
Oh, yeah.
His friend made it through to the semifinals for America's Got Talent.
Hashtag Violin King.
Oh, hashtag Violin King?
Yeah.
Because his name is Brian King Joseph?
Yeah.
So this is the guy, we've played him a few times, but he's like wild looking, great looking dude with big smile, and he's just a mad violinist. And he's, you know, super funky.
Yeah.
You saw a little bit of it
this week,
didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
So he is one of, it looks like, I think there's seven people who've made it to the semifinals. So congratulations to Brian King Joseph. Everybody keep your eyes on him. He's a friend of a friend of the show.
And like I said, he doesn't have to even win this thing at this point.
No,
the publicity from that has been amazing. He's going to have a residency in Las Vegas. I guarantee it.
He should go for that. Imagine
millionaire.
That. I think the residencies are the way to go. And especially a place like Vegas where there's a different crowd every single weekend. It's like being on tour. You're going to see a different audience every single time.
An international audience.
Yeah.
You could probably get booked to do world tours. Mm-hmm. But they see, all right. Gonna be great.
We put a picture of Brian King Jones with Vaughn on the Alice973 Instagram two days ago.
I don't know if I saw that.
It's probably one of the most popular ones
ever.
Anyway, congratulations to him and to Vaughn, of course, because that's super exciting. Vaughn actually posted a couple pictures. I want to say I saw those on Instagram the other day ago. A couple pictures of him and his longtime friend. They've known each other for a long time.
He'll be quitting soon. To go
Vaughn?
Help rep his buddy.
I know he's going to go be the
kind of DJ.
He's been the guy's DJ
that's
in the
what I'm
past.
Saying.
Like he'll be on stage with them and you know play the tracks that the guy's rocking out to. So I like that he's got dancers. The clips I've seen, they put on quite a little performance, like a full spectacle on America's Got Talent. Like he's got some people doing these crazy dances behind him. Like I assume those aren't his.
That's how you do
dancers.
It.
Yeah,
that's how you do it. It'd be completely
those
different.
People go to Vegas.
Yeah.
Do you know? Get a smoke screen, a smoke machine, and some lasers, and the guy's on fire.
That's as exciting as anything they have in Vegas. Even like the Blue Moon show.
It's more exciting than Celine Dion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Congratulations to Alyssa Milano. You know, every time I see that someone got a GLAAD award, I'm like, where is our goddamn GLAAD award?
I know.
It's like, how long have we been just like, you know, inclusiveness, equality? Gay marriage.
Yeah, man.
We did it right here.
We did.
Live.
Dude, we have. We've done
couple
it.
Times.
Yeah, we've had a couple gay marriages. But beyond that, like, I mean, I think we're huge supporters of the gay community. Mm-hmm. Right, gay people? Tell GLAAD already. So anyway, Alyssa Milano, congratulations to her. She's going to be honored at GLAAD's inaugural Ariadna Getty Alley Award. Oh, did Hooman just leave? There's a Getty in this story, for God's sake. This is at the GLAAD Gala in San Francisco, September 15th. So the Ariadna Getty Alley Award is presented to an LGBTQ ally who uses their voice and platform to accelerate and affect acceptance for the community. And it's named after Ariadna Getty, She was a member of GLAAD's board of directors. Mm. Or maybe, I'm not sure if she's still around yet. But you know who would know? Hooman, where is
she's
he?
On a, she's on a show on Netflix called Insatiable.
Milano?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
She's raised awareness around ending HIV and AIDS, vocal supporter of marriage equality. That's us too, for years. Uses social media to amplify the voices of LGBTQ people. She did a rally with GLAAD in Times Square protesting a proposed ban on transgender Americans in the military and used her website, Patriot Not Partisan, to share stories of Layla Ireland, a transgender veteran. So she's saying how honored she is to accept the award, and she looks like she'll be here. The gala is September 15th.
And did that story say Ross Matthews is also being awarded as well?
You know what, Yuzi?
Look down a little bit.
Oh, there it is. Let's see. RuPaul's Drag Race stars Ross Matthews and Michelle Visage is also being honored.
Mm-hmm.
Or it says he's featured. So I'm not sure if he's just part of the show.
Oh, I have it right in front of me. Because okay. I've been trying to get Ross back on our
Ross,
show.
Ross, come on the show.
So
we miss you so much.
I've been talking to the folks from GLAAD. So Ross Matthews to be honored with Davidson Valenti Award.
Oh, okay.
And what is that award?
What is that one for? Just being amazing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, anyway, Ross, come on the show for the love of God.
Yeah.
If you believe in him, but if not, for the love of the universe. Yep. The love of Earth.
That guy's blown up.
It says LGBTQ media professional who has made a significant difference in promoting equality and acceptance for said community.
He's such a character.
And it says the award is named after Craig Davidson, GLAAD's first executive director, and his partner, Michael Valenti.
Well, congratulations to Ross as well, then.
Bryn's not there. Remember last year, Hooman, that one of the recipients last year was Don Lemon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
also, that was the thing Bryn covered, just so you know. At all?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, hold on. Past other people.
That's really not my definition of raging at all.
Past people, Lee Daniels, Adam Lambert, Sandra Bernhardt.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
You know who's not going to get that award anytime soon? This dude, JC, who's on Big Brother. There's a big story today about how he's just torturing Tyler.
Because he's gay?
JC is gay. So he's a little person.
JC. Okay, I know him. He never has a top on.
Yeah, he never wears a shirt.
Yeah.
And he's a pro dancer apparently, and he's a very outspoken LGBTQ guy. In fact, he gives shouts out to his community all the time whenever he's got a moment. He knows the camera's on him. But I guess that he's been kind of hounding Tyler, like mm-hmm. he really likes Tyler. And Tyler's so cute, and I guess Tyler's like, get out of my bed, because they sleep in these communal rooms,
right?
So he crawled in with Tyler. And I guess that when Tyler was he was torturing him, kind of, touching him, and then was kissing him under his armpit.
Was he serious?
Don't know.
He's really trying to, make it happen?
I don't know if he's
landing
trying to make it
stuck.
Happen or not. Not stuck. But Tyler was actually kind of bummed about it. Like, the next day, he's like, I keep telling him, don't get in my bed, and he gets in my bed. And I guess that they're saying now that JC kissed him without him knowing. Uh-oh. And so that's, hashtag
he's getting me too.
Yeah, he's getting me too. So not great behavior.
Is there any drinking involved here?
I don't know, man. I think they do drink on the show. Mm-hmm. They don't really feature it. If someone is actively telling you, do not get in this bed with me, do you think you got to listen?
Yeah,
that's the way it usually works.
I do love JC, though. Like, he's, I don't know where he's from, but he's, he's... he was saying yatus, and he's like, what are you saying, yatus? He says, is that like a Spanish word? And he goes, no, it's an English word, yatus. He was trying to say hiatus. We're on hiatus. Yatus.
Where is he from?
I don't know. Well he's from America.
So he's 28 years old, hometown Miami, Florida, via Spain.
He's a Spanish guy.
Yeah.
So he's actually a Spanish guy. Yatus. But he wasn't even saying hiatus. He was saying yatus.
That's because
he's like, yatus? I don't know that word. It's an English word. Yatus. They were on hiatus.
Is that how, I guess that's how it's pronounced?
I guess so.
Now when I see it.
You'll know. Yeah. If you go to Spain and someone's taking a break, you say, what are you, on Yatus?
Yeah. I'm going on a Yatus.
510 says Ross has a Big Brother recap Facebook show.
Oh. Hey, and Ross was on the Celebrity Big Brother.
Right. And then someone, they also say he and Marissa, who won Celebrity Big Brother, have the kicked off house guests on Friday afternoons.
Oh, fantastic. Well, they're going to, you know, now that everyone, they're loading the jury house, so they might not have them anymore because I think they're sequestered there.
Oh.
You know, the last nine people or whatever that get kicked off. Just really quickly, Heather Locklear's been charged. This was an altercation that happened in June. She attacked a cop and an EMT who were there to try to help her because she's a mess.
She's tore up.
She hadn't been charged until now. She's now officially been charged with three charges stemming from her arrest, attacking a cop and an EMT. This was back in June.
Didn't she just get out of jail or something?
Yeah, she's been arrested a few times.
Arrested in February for felony domestic violence and battery on a cop. This is after getting a fight with her boyfriend at home. Five criminal offenses in that case. Mm. And then in June, this is where she choked out her dad and hit her mom.
Jesus.
And then when the cops were called to the house, she attacked a cop and an EMT.
How old is she now?
She's 56.
Golly.
She was committed to a hospital on a 5150 psychiatric hold. After release, she went to rehab. The EMT that apparently she kicked lawyered up, claiming he suffered a serious injury during the ordeal. And it looks like one misdemeanor count of interfering with a law enforcement officer and two counts of misdemeanor battery for attacking the first responders. So happy Friday, Heather. What's coming up?
What's coming up? Guy has 15 things put in a bad place.
What? 15? What?
Mm-hmm.
15 things? Mm-hmm. It wasn't enough that he lost 14. He had to go for the 15th?
There are 15 things in a place he should not be.
All right. Well, I can't wait to get an inventory after these. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. It's 6:38, and it is MF Friday.
Whoop, whoop.
Oh, my God. Friday, you taste especially delicious today.
Mm.
Like you're permeating the air.
Friday tastes so good.
Friday. You taste so good. I just love Friday. It's just such a happy day. Like, even, you know, it's like the one day that my alarm goes off, and I'm like, oh.
You bounce out of bed.
It's Friday. Well, I wouldn't say I bounce out of bed, but I definitely am like, you know, I don't have to reset my alarm for the next day, and I'm like, well, yay, I'm going to go see my pals, and we're going to have a party. It's
going to be a good day.
That's how you get down.
And then I'm going to go home and nap so I can stay up past 8 o'clock tonight. It's going to be great. Like, my goal is always to see midnight, like on a Friday. Because I never see midnight.
That's too bad. You're missing out.
I know.
Midnight is amazing.
I know, Marcus.
Is
I've seen a few in my life.
After midnight.
No, plenty of good stuff happens after midnight.
That's why midnight is so awesome, because nothing good happens after midnight.
The witching hour.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
All the...
Oh, happy day.
I love this song. Add this to the
happy
hottest
day.
Montage. One Jesus walk. Jesus walk.
Funny.
Wow, that is so dry.
That
by the way,
was a Jesus
why
song.
Such a dry rendition of that song.
This is Etta James.
Ooh. Yeah, that's Etta James.
It's
bro.
So dry.
You know who that is?
No, I don't know who Etta James is.
Okay,
<from.
laughs>
never heard of her.
Do you have a preferred artist?
Unfamiliar.
Marcus?
I'm just saying that particular version is just really dry.
I love that version.
I feel
that doesn't even sound like Etta
soul.
James. Let me hear that.
Yeah,
sounds like a dude.
Etta James had a really deep voice.
I know, but that's...
Try Edwin Hawkins. He has a good
version. Oh, there you go.
All right. Edwin
sure,
Hawkins version?
Sure, sure can.
Yeah.
Only right there.
Oh, that's Edwin?
That's correct, sir.
I want to hear this with some clapping and a little bit faster pace.
Maybe it does that later
on. That song is never fast. It shouldn't
I
want to
hear
fast
a little
pace.
More. Oh, happy day.
Happy day.
It's
is
Friday,
there one
everybody?
By Mavis Staples?
Oh, Mavis Staples. And is the Staples Singers?
Yeah. One of the all-time great voices. I thought there was one by Mavis.
I don't know them.
Yeah.
I just remember, happy day. Yeah. Like, I really want it to be. Yeah.
There we go.
That's what I'm looking for. Now we're talking.
Yeah. That's the country version.
I still feel like these are all kind of sedate, you know? Nice. You like it? Oh, man, you're not clapping along. These are your sons. These are your people, the Jesus people.
The Jesus
they are my people.
People.
But come on. I don't know this version.
You don't need to know it to
try
like it.
Try the Harlem Gospel Choir. They do a really right, good let's version hear that. Of Oh Happy
I'll
Day.
Hear that. How do we get on this? I didn't even get to my email I want to read yet.
All right,
oh, happy day.
That.
Oh, I must have said oh, happy yeah. day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy Friday.
It's at GodTube.com.
GodTube? There's a GodTube?
I got to go to GodTube to find that?
No, no. I mean, if you just type
dirty.
In...
I didn't know God was into that kind of thing.
You want the Harlem Gospel Choir?
God, it seems
yeah.
like...
Yeah, oh, happy day.
And he did invent sex, I guess, right?
He invented it. All right, here we go. But he doesn't do it. There we go. Now this is how this song is supposed to be sung.
Oh, this is my favorite one so far.
This is how you do it.
Woo!
Oh, look, there's a video.
Ah! Go, girl! Oh, my God! She's an old lady! All right.
That's beautiful.
I'm sorry, who is that?
It's the Harlem Gospel Choir?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Gospel Choir.
That's how you do it.
That's nice.
The funny thing is, Yuzette walked away and came back 3 minutes later.
We're still
like,
oh, happy day.
I went to the bathroom. I'm like, still playing that.
We're playing it. Look, we find a version that we liked.
We have 7 more versions to listen to.
All right, listen. First, I'm going to do a quick email, and then we'll get to the news here.
Yeah.
This is from Jackie. My sister Joelle, by the way, she said, Yuzette Salazar. Hello, beautiful.
Hey.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
That's you.
Thank you.
My sister Joelle turns the big 5-0 on Friday. We both love you all so much. She'll ask me, hey, did you hear Vinny said this or Sarah said that? We talk about you guys like you're part of the family. We are part of your family. Mm-hmm. Thank you for including us. It would be so awesome if you could wish Joelle a happy birthday sometime before 7:15. Look at us. We actually did it in time. She's a teacher in San Francisco.
Birthday.
I know it will really make her day. I know you probably get requests like this all the time. I won't be disappointed if it doesn't happen. Will it happen, Jackie? Happy big 5-0, Joelle. Oh, happy birthday.
And thanks for teaching.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for
happy
teaching.
Happy birthday. Yeah, you're a giver.
A lot of people are suggesting we play the Sister Act 2 version.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Lauryn Hill?
Is this really becoming a thing?
We need to hear that. That's
all right.
Friday.
All right. It is
we
Friday.
We can never get away with this
that.
If the other guy was.
Well, you know what?
I think it's very big of me as an atheist to let you play all your Jesus songs on the show.
You can play all the devil music you want.
That's true. That is true, Hooman. We got to play a little Jesus to counteract my devil music.
That's right.
That I'm always
We need a lot more Jesus to counteract that devil music.
Jesus say yes. When Jesus say
While Brent's looking it up, I just want to give a quick shout out, pretty please, to a few guys who came by the Punchline last night who were listening to the show.
Oh.
Giovanni, Alan, and Paul. They came by. They said they heard us on the show.
What up,
y'all? And they came out and enjoyed a few laughs at the Punchline. So, hi, guys.
Hi, guys. Nice.
Thanks for being
for
so
listening.
Great.
Yeah. They didn't get drunk and wreck the club or anything, did they?
No,
so
it was
Alice,
sweethearts.
You're saying Alice listeners are well-behaved.
They are sweethearts.
Good people.
Love for more Alice listeners to come and visit me at the club.
Yes, go and see Marcus. And also, I'm so excited that Scott Capurro is coming back.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I listened to a classic secret show from 2012.
Oh, because, wow.
Well, here's the thing. For years, we bleeped them,
right.
Marcus, you know? So now we don't have to bleep them anymore.
That's awesome.
And so we're going back, and we have to re-listen to the raw footage, though, because there's actually, you know, someone's name might get said that we need to get taken out of there. So I listened to the thing yesterday, and Scott's on there, mm-hmm. and it's... I was just like, oh, I'm so ready for him to get back here.
Yeah.
He was so funny. Boy, he and Vinny just flirt. Boy, do they.
Scott flirts.
Well,
in general.
Vinny is fully involved in it.
Of course.
But it's amazing how filthy we are. Like, we're filthy.
Are you just not learning this, Sarah?
It's just hard to hear it, you know, because when we were bleeping it all the time, we'd say whatever we wanted because we knew it was getting bleeped. And so that's one of the reasons I wanted to make sure we listened to these, because I don't really say the C word in mixed company, but it is one of my favorites. And I used to say it all the time, and knowing it would get bleeped. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think I've said it on The Secret Show yet.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody has since we stopped editing them.
I love that.
I know.
That's the way those shows, I mean, they shouldn't be bleeped.
Yeah. Oh, agreed.
They should not be.
And Intercom agrees with you.
Yes.
Intercom. In fact, right when they took over, we were like, dude, can we stop? They're like, what? You censor? Yes, of course.
No, please play the full unedited thing.
Right. Oh, did you find the Sister Act 2?
I sure did. Lauryn Hill is in part one, I think. She sings Joyful, Joyful.
Mm.
This is not Lauryn Hill.
But I'm playing the part where there's this kid from the choir, and he's really good. I remember this scene, too.
Let's see this.
Actually a great voice.
So that the whole congregation is sitting there very stoically. Oh,
there's Lauryn Hill
now,
right there.
Whoopi's gonna.
There's no way that's Whoopi's voice, by the way.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Not a chance in hell.
Oh yeah.
Oh, damn.
I just got chills.
Me too.
Uh oh, that took me out of it.
I know. Come on, Whoopi.
Keep going.
Stay in your lane,
took
Whoopi.
Me out of it.
Now the audience is starting to get into it. They were just sitting there.
You know, in hindsight, upon further review.
Not as good as you thought.
Yeah, this scene is pretty cheese-tastic.
Well, you're
totally.
Yeah,
talking about.
But that kid's voice was...
No, he could sing, but I'm like,
he could sing,
wow.
Sure.
Yeah.
La, 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 la.
Yeah.
What are you...
For the dude, he was really shy, couldn't sing a single note,
yeah,
and he couldn't raise his head.
He's coming out of his
30
shell.
Seconds later, he's up in the audience
well,
like
thanks
he's Michael
to Whoopi
Jackson.
For going through the
no,
arpeggios.
Thanks to the Holy Spirit.
Thank goodness they had Whoopi.
La, 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 la.
Oh, I see how to do it now.
Yeah. Oh, Sister Act. That movie was filmed at my church I grew up in, St. Paul's in Noe Valley.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, crank it up now. Let's hear the end here.
Now everybody's dancing. Come on, dude.
All right.
What's coming up in the trash?
Dude, hold on. Let's get to the news first. I want to hear about these 15 items that were hidden where the sun don't shine.
Praise the Lord.
All right, we got just time for this. Listen, what's the craziest thing you've ever done while drunk or high?
Quickly.
I can't. I'm so.
I have a few things, but I will share
crazy things
later on. Well, apparently, this guy, 29-year-old man, had taken GHB when he made a decision.
GHB,
yeah,
growth hormone that gets you high.
That's
the date rate drug.
GHB is the date rate
drug. Roofies, right. Whatever.
A man from Netherlands hasn't been identified due to privacy reasons, but he decided to put 15 boiled eggs up his posterior.
Oh.
Tore his intestines up.
Eggs tore up his. They're just eggs.
Did he
leave the shell on?
When he boiled the eggs, he boiled the eggs, and when the eggs were ready to be peeled, he did so, and he peeled the eggs and he inserted them on up in there.
Nothing can go in anywhere. That's part of the rules. Just stuck them where the sun don't shine.
Yeah, he placed them
one
in
out 15 of them.
He put them in a cave. When he began feeling unwell, he took himself to the hospital where doctors discovered he had tachycardia?
What's tachycardia?
I hope I got that right. It's a heartbeat of 120 beats per minute. I'm sure some doctor will come in and correct me. And he had tachypnea?
All right.
29 rapid breaths per minute. The doctor suspected abdominal sepsis and performed a CT scan, which showed a perforation of the pelvic colon and giant amounts of air and fluids in his abdominal cavity.
I just can't believe the eggs could pierce your colon. That is bizarre.
When you're sticking 15 in the cave.
Don't they just keep going? Isn't that a tube?
It's a blockage, right?
I guess one of them must have got stuck somewhere. I don't know. That's just...
So they performed...
This was a sex thing. I mean, he wasn't doing this to impress his friends.
I don't even know if it was a sex thing.
Was.
It was like, I'm on
it
drugs.
It for sure
thing.
Was.
So we learned two words from that.
Tachycardia.
I don't know what either of those are. What is it?
And that's an abnormally fast heart rate.
Right.
And tachyquinoa.
Here.
One more time.
Tachypnea.
And that's the rapid breathing.
Oh, okay. Tachypnea.
So hyperventilating and freaking out.
Tacha what?
Well, they cut him open. They gained.
I'm a tachychondriac. Okay.
This is a silly group of people.
Tachycardia.
Come on. Be serious.
The eggs were removed, and we did as good a job as we could. The abdominal cavity was thoroughly wrenched out.
Oh. Rinsed out, huh?
Luckily, the bizarre drug-fueled adventure ended well for the patient. The doctor said after the operation, the patient was monitored in intensive care for a short time. After several days, he could leave the hospital in clinically good condition. GHB...
That is bizarre.
...is known to be commonly used as a recreational chemsex drug alongside crystal meth and methadrone.
Alongside?
Methadrone.
But it's also been known to be used as a date rape drug.
Mm. Yeah, don't use it.
Yeah, stop it.
Meth and I would think meth is an upper and GHB would be or roofies is a total downer.
Maybe the fact that you can't sleep because you're all
and now you're
out.
All Wee.
Right. So you need that to go to sleep. Right?
See. Well, that was an excellent news break.
You know, eggs. We do the best that we can.
Don't do it with the eggs,
happy
people.
Day.
Oh, happy day!
Oh, happy day!
Oh, happy day!
When Jesus walked.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.